about it was that it was functional. As for the rest of it, the vast space in the bow that would one day be a bigger bathroom with a bath instead of a hose for a shower, a wide conservatory area with a sliding glass roof. An ambitious plan, but I'd seen one in a magazine and it looked so brilliant that it was the one project I was determined to complete. And maybe a snug or an office or another unnamed room that would be wonderful and cosy and magical. For the moment, it worked as storage. The kettle started a low whistle, and I rinsed a mug under the tap and spooned in some instant coffee, 2 spoons. I needed the caffeine. A pair of boots crossed my field of vision through the porthole, level with the pontoon outside, shortly followed by a call from the deck.
Genevieve?
Down here, kettle's just boiled, want a drink? Moments later, Joanna trotted down the steps and into the main cabin. She was dressed in a miniskirt with thick socks and heavy boots, with the laces trailing on the ends of her skinny legs. The top half of her was counterbalanced by one of Liam's jumpers, a navy blue one, flecked with bits of sawdust and twig and cat hair. Her hair was a tangle of curls and waves of various colours.
No thanks, we're off out in a minute. I just came to ask what time we should come over later, and do you want us to bring a lasagna as well as the